This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
What do you have for us today?
We are calling Bridget. I feel really, really bad about this one because she's a bride-to-be and she is about to get married. Well, the weekend that I did this phone scam, and it was her fiance Jason who wanted me to do this and do this specifically because I'm telling her that she was outbid on her wedding venue the week of her wedding.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Bridget.
This is Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. This is Sid. I'm calling from. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. You and I have never met yet. I work in the business office. I just wanted to run over something with you quickly. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'm literally sitting down right now doing the last touches on all the travel arrangements for everybody for the weekend.
Oh.
So it's perfect timing. Well, I've got my wedding notebook open.
You might want to hold off on that for a second because I just wanted to let you know that this is the last day that you could be outbid, and I wanted to let you know that you are outbid right now for the venue. So,
Outbid? What does that mean? Outbid? We already did our deposit and we're good to go. I mean,
for the
year and a half ago.
No, for the venue.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. You guys have our deposit. Well, I have the whole contract from Rebecca.
But in that contract, though, it states that because it's such a competitive wedding season right now, that we reserve the right to have a bidding war up to 5 days' time. So this is the fifth day, and somebody came in and wants the venue for the day of your wedding. So they made us an offer, and we have accepted it. Now you have not.
Wait a minute! Wait! Just stop for a second. None of this is making sense. I just spoke with Rebecca like last week. Like what you're saying doesn't even make any sense. Can you pull? I actually have. You know what? Let me pull it up in my email. I have the contract right here, and I can pull it up and go over it with you, because there seems to be, I don't understand what you're talking about with a bid.
I understand where you're coming from, and I'm happy to walk you through this and explain it, but it is in the contract. I'm not sure if you read it all the way through or not. I hope you did, but in the contract, it states in there that we reserve the right to auction off your slot on our venue property up to 5 days prior to the wedding, and that's what happened.
Tell me this is a joke.
All you have to do, though, is outbid her. Do you see what I'm saying?
This is not eBay. You don't bid on a wedding venue.
They went $2,000 higher than yours. Can you do $2,100?
Wait, now I have to come up with more money just to be able to get married this weekend?
That's what the contract states. Yes, I know. Listen, I don't own the property. It's not my rule.
Yeah, I can't. Pressure on me.
Okay.
Stressing me out.
All right, let's see if we can come up with something that's a compromise here, okay? Because I want you to get married. I want you to get married here. How about this? Instead of you guys getting married in the field that you saw, we can offer you a wedding in, I like to say it's a barn, but it's not really a barn. It's more, it used to be a slaughterhouse, but it is a dilapidated building that we have.
No.
We can string some party lights up. We can put some party lights up.
No.
You don't like
no.
that? Okay. All right. What about this? What if I don't know if I can do this, okay? What if I contact the person that outbid you And I say, listen, how about instead we lower the cost for both of you, but we keep the amount of money that we are up to now, which is $2,000 higher than what you were going to pay. We keep that money, but you guys split it and have a joint wedding. They get married at the same time that you guys get married. All of your guests. We can accommodate all
of
your guests.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely. Just please stop. You're making this worse. Tell me what I have to do to get married. I want to do the outside in the field. I'm not sharing my wedding day. This is not eBay. You don't bid on a wedding venue. What do I need to do to make this happen?
Okay. If you can give me $2,100 over what you guys paid, you'll outbid her.
Just don't give away my wedding venue. I'm going to call my fiance, okay?
All right, okay.
And then I will call you back.
I'm going to call your fiance as well and tell him that he's a total ass for making me do this, because this is not real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and this is a phone scam. It is a prank phone call. Jason gave me your phone number. He told me to do this. God, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, I'm dying. I'm laughing and crying.
Thank God you're laughing in there somewhere, because feel terrible.
Oh, you're such a good actor. Oh my God, you deserve an Academy Award.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.